Today on Capitol Hill, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee is holding the first of what likely will be many hearings on California's energy crisis and its implication for other Western states. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Consumer price crises typically goad Washington into focusing on energy policy. President Nixon started energy price controls to combat general inflation. Oil embargoes led President Carter to push for conservation, alternative fuels, and deregulating natural gas. But Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig says the current situation is different.
Now we have no supply, no extra supply, no surplus in gas, no surplus in oil, no surplus in electricity. And all prices are going up, up, up. And no real effort to bring new production online.
This week, President Bush charged his new White House Task Force on Energy with figuring out how to encourage new pipelines and power generating stations as soon as possible. The group is led by Vice President Cheney and consists entirely of top administration officials, with no formal outreach to industry or environmental experts. White House spokesperson Ari Fleischer says it's time to stop thinking short term.
It's indicative of a mindset in Washington that we keep lurching from short term problem to short term problem. President Bush is determined to focus on a long-term solution so that his successors and their successors will not be back in the same box that he is in today.
President Bush's rallying cry of energy independence has been discussed in Washington before. Domestic energy consumption has outstripped domestic production every year for the past 30. Kevin Forbes is an economics professor at Catholic University and an occasional government energy consultant. He says even energy independence wouldn't stabilize prices.
There are very few constraints on the shipping of oil from one country to another. And if there's a supply disruption in, let's say, Europe, or a supply disruption in the Mideast, that gets transmitted into the market and prices everywhere are affected.
The overall trend of U.S. energy policy has been toward deregulating energy markets, but there's broad agreement among members of Congress, industry, and environmental groups that the government still has a crucial role to play. That role might involve allowing more drilling on federal lands. It might also involve tailoring energy development to meet other social goals, like clean air. Gaitha Langlois is an ecology professor at Bryant College. She says long-term policy decisions will depend on the country's goals.
If we retain our goal that our economy will be essentially based on fossil fuels, then improving production would become an important thing to do. But if we have as our long-term goal that we might want to diversify our sources of energy, then we might want to put more money into developing and encouraging solar and other renewable energy sources.
Today's Senate hearing will focus on California and how that state's problems are starting to affect its neighbors. Federal intervention into this crisis may gain popularity if more members of Congress see their constituents hurt. But the real aim in Washington is toward an overall energy policy. To work, it will need to meet the seemingly opposite goals of pleasing both producers and consumers. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.